Proclamation number 5804 dated the November 13th, 1953. Taking refuge in the Father. Anyone who takes refuge in me will not go wrong, for I will always help him even if the help is not as obvious as he would like it to be. Anyone who takes refuge in me comes to the right place, because I alone can and want to help where human help seems to be impossible. Anyone who takes refuge in me will feel as though he is my child and can also fully confidently expect of me the understanding of the Father. He will not call upon me in vain. Earthly adversities and problems shall impel the person to me if he does not enter into frequent communication with me of his own accord. Then I will have to send him worries and afflictions so that he will remember me and turn to where help will come from. Yet blessed are those who seek contact with their Father of their own accord. Blessed are those who often look for me in thought and expect me to talk to them, who turn the direction of their thoughts towards heaven. Blessed are those who do not need earthly adversities and worries in order to come to me. Blessed are those who cannot exist without me, who always and forever speak to me like children to their Father, who therefore already identify themselves as part of me and try to contact me, because I can draw close and reveal myself to them. I can give myself away, that is, bestow blessings without measure, because they are always willing to use them and thereby come closer to me. But how often do people fail to find the path to me even in adversities and worries because they lack faith in the one who can and wants to help them. Being powerless and without strength, their misery goes on and on. If only they could still be won over for me, or they will receive strength from below, from my adversary, to whom they are more inclined than to me, because they commit themselves to the world and its commodities and therefore also to the one who is lord of this material world. And then they will be lost for infinitely long periods of time. Then their distance from me will increase ever more, and every gift of grace through which I want to help them attain realization will be rejected by them. Therefore, wherever you humans see adversity and suffering, that is where my care is recognizable, that is where I still struggle for every soul, that is where my adversary has not yet attained control and therefore there is still hope that the hardship will let them find their path to me. And every person suffering hardship should be referred to this one and advised to appeal to him. He should trustingly take refuge in me and I will reveal myself and show him that I am also Lord over life and death. People in serious difficulties occasionally also accept an instruction and grasp the lifeline. They turn to the one who is recommended to them as Savior and as Helper. And I will truly help them in order to then strengthen their extraordinarily weak faith. I will manifest myself where I usually keep myself concealed because I am not being called upon. I will truly not keep any of my living creations in distress if it comes to me in prayer. Amen.